It's the Mornings with Ed Show, a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, and Friday means Chamber Chat. Welcome, Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Executive Director of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. And this Friday, you brought one of our favorite people in town. My goodness. When you see something well-constructed, when you see a beautiful home or something beautiful.
You just look at Julie.
That's exactly what it is. You know, I got Julie Lawton in town from Julie Lawton Design Build. Lots of exciting stuff coming up, and let's talk about some of that. Welcome, Julie.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. And I'm so glad to be here. And nice to see you, Ed and Paula. What a way to start my Friday and everyone's Friday. This should be really fun. Can't wait.
Yes. Yeah. Now, you've got a lot of exciting stuff. I want to get to the thing that excited me. Paula told me yesterday. She let the cat out of the bag yesterday. You have a new project. And it's not just a regular project you're doing. This one involves HGTV and a television show.
Yes. Well, what happened is a couple weeks ago, there was a offer to do a TV show filming in a vintage home, which actually my engineer probably worked on 60 years ago when it was built. That's the funny part, because he's 90-some now. Ha-ha. Anyway, we got up there and started filming Monday, and the show is all about the Brady Bunch. So there's a new show coming out, which you might have seen, but it started Monday, and it's just fabulous, and everyone in the program kind of knows I'm on the chamber, so it was a big deal to be picked for the project, so I'm excited.
Okay, and we're excited for you. I noticed that your passion is hand drafting.
Yes.
Tell us about hand drafting. What exactly is that?
Well, it's mechanical drafting. So what it is I can draw like freehand and paint and oil paint and sketch anything. And I've been doing that since I was like five. So when I was like in seventh grade, I started taking the mechanical pencil and the triangle and doing the mechanical drafting, which is what architects do. So that part. So it's 2D, you know, scaled precision, like total precision. So that's my forte. So I can sketch it, the idea as I see it, and then I draw it to scale so it can be built. That's my talent.
So it's really like art plus engineering. She's using both sides of the brain.
That's my thing. It's tricky in there, people.
It's a complicated process.
Yes, it is.
Now, when I think of the artistic side of your brain, when I think of that, I'm not sure if it's the right or the left, but when I think of that side, I think of the Mary Poppins tribute you just recently did at Tony Baxter's place.
Fabulous. That was the best project, because Tony Baxter is a legend of Disney, as you know, and he is an artist like me, and then he can draw technically, but I take it to the step where we can build it. So he draws it in kind of 3D, and then I do it technical, but he sat down one night with his friends and said, "My backyard's boring. I never use it. What can I do?" And then he turned on the Mary Poppins movie and said, "I want that." And 6 months later, well, less than 6 months later, we had 12 lamp posts without the men swinging on them, but we had everything exactly to the movie specs in his backyard. And that was fabulous. But working with someone like him that is a super talent, oh my God, that was probably my most favorite thing I've done since the Wallace Neff home that was featured in the movie Monster-in-Law, which is a vintage home in Pasadena from the 1928 era, golden Hollywood era. But anyway, I love vintage and I love custom. I am a geeky technical draftsman. Yes.
I drove by a house that I saw on your site on Balboa Island on the peninsula, 1920 something reconstruct.
Mm-hmm.
And if you took a picture of that house back in the 20s and looked at it, oh my goodness, what a fantastic job on that.
Well, that's my thing. I want the house to look like it was supposed to look. So most people butcher it or let it go. So I like to put them back to their historical value and maybe add a little oomph so it looks like it's supposed to look. And then when I'm dead and gone, I always tell the client they get what they want, and it's, you know, it's done right and it's bulletproof. So it's all about the final design finish, but high-end custom, you know, quality with a thought, you know, behind it.
Right. How important is that first walkthrough when you meet someone?
You mean the first walkthrough? It's all about getting to know each other and that instant connection, because when you work with someone, you know it immediately whether you're going to get along, and that's really important when you hire your designer or your contractor. But since I'm both, it's kind of could be overwhelming, but it's also at the same time one-stop shop, take the stress out. So it's when we first meet, it's like bam, usually we hit it off, because I can kind of do everything for the client without them doing anything, so it makes it kind of seamless. So first meeting is important. It's a get to know meeting. It's fun.
And has there ever been a situation where you've met someone and you go, "Oh, I don't think this is going to work out, our personalities or what?"
There's probably 1 in 100, because some people are fearful of letting go of control, or they're not used to having someone possibly make decisions for them, or their vision is so limited that they can't they're scared. So there's some times where there's hiccups and to get by. And then there's those people that want to shop it and do it cheaper, and we're high-end custom doing it right, so right. I pass on those because I'm not, you know, I don't bid against someone that's going to cheap out.
Right.
Behind the scenes, we don't do it that way.
Right.
We build it quality. The stuff you don't see costs more than the stuff you see. So
that's cool. Cool part. Now, Paula, when you look in your side, when you go home, like I did yesterday, I knew I was going to get ready for this. So I went home yesterday and I went, wow, she could really help me there. She could really help me there. She could really help me there.
Do I think that about my home?
Yeah, when you walk into your house, do you go, well, yeah, this, I need more oomph here.
No.
No?
No, my home's pretty, it's pretty high end.
All right.
Had I known Julie at the time,
right.
I probably would have hired Julie. But I am not unsatisfied with my home finished product.
You know, I need a bigger kitchen, Julie. I swear.
I can do that in a second. You know, Double it.
The way you know you've made it here in town, here in Laguna Beach, the way you know you've made it is not the view or the yard. It's counter space.
That's you know, true. It's premium here.
And closet space.
Right.
Oh my
God. Yeah. Last night I had to debone a chicken on a copier. So.
Oh my God. I've been there. I've been there in the old days.
It's a kitchen and an office. Okay, yeah. So I think the most important part of a walkthrough for you might have to be listening to the client.
That's
then,
all
right?
I do, because trust me, I have this thing about my brain being sort of OCD. I remember everything they say. I remember the measurements. I remember everything. So when a client says, you know, something to me, and then they possibly change it. I go, no, that's not what you said, and it freaks them out because it was like 6 months ago. But I do write it down, but I remember everything, and listening is the number one way to succeed with the client, because we're there to finish their dreams, create their dreams. It's not my house. It's not my ideas. It's their dreams. So I am listening, and that's what makes me different than a lot of other people.
I can attest to that because I sit in meetings with Julie on a fairly regular basis. She is a copious note taker. She takes notes about everything.
I do it because it locks it into my brain, and then I'm done, and I don't need the paper anymore. It's weird. It's a process. I learned it since, you know, college.
You ever find yourself having, so once it's locked in, it's there. You don't need to go back and refer or anything?
It goes back into the file cabinet.
Yeah, see, I'm a go back and refer to the note kind of person.
I'm not a note taker, which is a whole nother issue.
I do it, and I do it by hand, just like my drawing, by hand. And once I do that, I'm done, and it's in there, and I take what I need, and I keep the rest if I need it, but I take what I need because I got to remember a lot of stuff when I work. So, and I don't want to constantly be looking around, but I do walk around with a set of plans and spec sheets all day long to get the job done, but I kind of have to have it in my head to perform.
Now, this question is for you, Paula.
Oh.
Now, you say you're not a note taker.
I am not.
Yet you seem so incredibly efficient. We were talking before you got here. We were talking behind your back before you got here.
But, assets but that I don't have.
you just seem like you're so on it.
I'm OCD, and I don't know where that comes from or what, but my brain does organize in a very linear manner.
Right.
And I have Ashley. So, you know, I mean, I don't need to take notes. Ashley, you know, she remembers things I don't remember, and she's a great note taker.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Hey,
so, okay, let's say a homeowner comes to you and you've made the first meeting. You get along, but their ideas are a little impractical.
Oh,
Do you shut them down right?
She's like, oh, well, you mean daily?
Yeah, you mean like minute by minute? Okay. I always tell them, they go, this is what they say usually. Julie, please don't be afraid to express your opinion. I said, you haven't really gotten to know me yet. Here's the deal. We're not doing bad design. We're not doing anything stupid. I would tell you immediately, and you tell me everything, because there's a solution for every problem. There's a solution for what you want, but it's going to be done beautifully, design-wise, professionally, and structurally. But I always kind of tell them, don't worry. I'm going to tell you in a second. I'm not going to wait. I'm going to hold back. I don't hold back. And unfortunately, that's kind of one of my characteristics, because being artistic, oh, yeah.
Well, I would think that the homeowner respects that. The homeowner's got to respect that. So, yeah. And I'm also guessing that as a little girl, you had the most elaborate treehouse in the neighborhood.
Right? I am very technical. So back then, it was all about, I grew up on my grandma's farm 50% of the time with the treehouse, the barns, the horses, the everything, playing cowboys and Indians, all this major stuff of like fantasy land everywhere. So hiding in all that stuff in the barns and the buildings. And my favorite thing was the old buildings on my grandma's farm, like the old schoolhouse, it was all this stuff and the smell of the old dust. And it was just, the vintage.
Right.
It was always there for me, that passion. Walking into an old abandoned building, like, the story. I love the story. Each client of mine's home has a story, and that's probably one of the most important parts. So
Oh, that's very cool to hear.
Yeah, I like the story.
Is the toughest part of a remodel the permitting process?
Well, in Laguna, it could be because it takes longer because of our view president's thing we have. But otherwise, the toughest part is really getting, not so much through the permit process, because that's a good thing, because then we get aligned with everybody. But the toughest part is getting past the first hump and making sure the client understands what we're doing. So 3 months down the road, like, I didn't know we were doing that. I didn't know you were painting it that color. That's, you know, failure. So sometimes I have to rein them in, or some people actually don't pay attention or want to. They go to Europe and let me do it. That's a different client. But the hardest part is to get everybody on board so they actually understand, because I'm very visual and a lot of people aren't. That's tough. Right. You know, it's hard. Some clients are harder than the others. And then I got to practically build it before we build it. But I go to every length possible so they can see it like I can see it. And that's the trick.
Now, the HGTV show that you're going to be filming and the house involved with that, do you feel pressure that maybe they want you to be a little, give you a little drama for, give us a little drama for the camera, please?
Well, the thing is, we're there as the contractor, so there is a designer. The host is the designer, so I'm there as a contractor to make sure no one does anything to hurt themselves when they're on camera.
Right.
And then we're just building what they say, and they're going to stick to the design and go vintage, so I'm not sure how much filming I'll be filmed, but my crew is being filmed daily.
Okay.
So, got a lot of B-roll.
So Julie, I'm just going to interject here. Julie was contacted by the owner of the home through the chamber. So her membership with the Chamber of Commerce exposed her to actually get...
The reason they hired me, because I was a total stranger to them, was that I was a board member. So that comforted them, because they don't know me, and they're from out of town, so...
Right. Yeah. I think the moment somebody looks at your stuff online, though, they've got to go...
Well, then they look online, because, they start with the name, and... Yeah.
But I think to her point, she said something to me, you know, Paula, it gave me, not that she doesn't have credibility, but it gave her a different kind of credibility for somebody who doesn't quite understand the process of building in Laguna Beach.
Right.
My website shows a lot of big homes and a lot of overwhelming stuff. So, you know, they don't know, but I am known for my little vintage charmers. But, you know, it was neat that they said they had to make a decision quickly. And that was their one decision that made it for them. That was the thing that allowed them to make the decision comfortably with a stranger.
Right.
Yeah.
So. And then when somebody meets you, how can they fall in love with you?
Oh, yeah, it was easy after that. They get it in about 30 seconds.
What is it about the classic Newport Beach architecture that attracts you so much?
I like the Cape Cod and the, you know, the board and batten and a little more high end in a way with the copper gutters and the copper trim at the top of the roofs. It's just more kind of, you know, it's Cape Codish kind of, I like that style. It's a little neater and possibly, you know, a little more fresher, but I still love Laguna Charmers. That's a slightly, the Charming Cottage is my all-time favorite, but the Newport Beach is that kind of board and batten Cape Cod. Just love it. Love it.
There's something special about that.
Yes, the details, the architectural details and the woodwork over the top.
Now, I noticed you laid out some, it looked like chocolate, rich, deep, thick chocolate as a driveway. I'm like, I've never seen that before.
We picked that color. It was dark chocolate because I wanted it to be a step up darker than the house, and then the trim of the driveway was the color of the house. So the client didn't want cobblestone anymore. They wanted something that she could walk on with her heels, and so we did concrete.
Oh, what a great idea. Hey, your driveway looks delicious.
Yeah. I know. That's the color we poured, the day we poured it.
But you have to remember, what is important to women is being able to walk on their heels.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So. And that was all these years she said, damn. And the driveway kept moving because the ground was shifting. And that was her thing. Said no. So, and then when we poured it, it looked like, seriously, it looked like milk chocolate. Everybody was laughing. But that was the request. She can get to the car in her heels.
Love it.
Last question about the current project and HGTV. How long are you estimating that
takes? 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
But we'll probably wrap it up in 6 because, you know, us. But they want to go faster, and that said, that's me. Let's do it.
And the question I've been wanting to get to for some time now, when did you learn to play the drums?
When I was 10 years old. My mother's a drummer, so I just picked it up. She said, pick an instrument. I picked the drums, and I also took the piano lessons and played the piano, and I played the bass violin, all that stuff. My dad's family's very musical. His brother played at Carnegie Hall. It's a whole thing. My dad's side is the artistic side. My mom's the brainiac, analytical side. So the thing is, I played the drums. I was in the marching band, the orchestra band, the jazz band. I played in bars before I was 18 in rock band in my local hometown. So I still, and then 10 years ago, I put a 12-piece drum set in my dining room because I thought I should, you know, pick up a hobby for my old age. And, you know, I play it once in a while with my Marshall speakers blasting behind my head because I have to have rock and roll playing when I play.
Well, we got to get you into the studio. We got to get you. I swear,
that
we gotta,
would be a hoot.
We have to get you into the live room and play the drums for us here, man. I swear.
It's I know, noisy.
Well, it's not good, but it's loud. No, I bet it's really good too, man.
It's fun.
All right, Julie Lawton, what's next on the horizon for you?
I'm going a house in Newport Beach on the sand, kind of just down from the pier, with a swimming pool on the roof and a tennis court inside. So it's going to be massive and quite exciting. And it's on the sand, so subterranean and all. But yeah.
Inside, tennis
yeah.
court.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the middle of the building is a 54-foot long tennis court. It's actually pickerball, which is a soft racket.
Right.
And so it's the specs of a tennis court. Because I've never really heard of pickerball.
It's pickleball.
God, what's wrong with me? Every day I say it wrong.
It's short tennis, basically.
I wondered about that. Yeah.
And I think there's no bouncing. It's almost like ping pong, maybe.
Right. Ping pong,
but I could be wrong.
I didn't check. Go that far to watch how they play it. I just got the specs. It's 24 feet by 54 feet, and then the front end's going to be a living room and a game room, and the back end over the garage is a couple bedrooms. But the center of the home, it's basically a playhouse for the client because they own another home.
My goodness. Using both sides of her brain, I'm telling you, on a constant basis, how do our listeners find you if they have a home they want to redesign?
Just call me at 714-305-2861, or you can also go to my website at julie@julielawton.com.
And they can reach her through the chamber as well.
Absolutely.
Of course, with Paula.
All right. Now, Paula, what do we have coming up?
We have Small Business Saturday, and I think Ashley and I are going to be in studio next week to discuss our vendors with you, but Sweet. We currently have over 75
beautiful
participating members, so yeah.
Beautiful. All right. Julie Lawton, stuff. Julie Lawton Design Build, Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Thank you both so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Ed.
Right.
Thank you.
And we're getting drums out of you next time,
oh my
right?
God.
All right, come on.